Oh, well, I'll tell you a wee funny story. Now, this has nothing to do with that at all. The shoemakers and the forges at that time was gathering places for men. Men would always, they would have nothing to do or be free, they would go to the forge, and others would go to the shoemakers and that. But the forge out the wood, but Burns Forge was out the wood, and there was a couple of kind of, one of them was the, Peter McCauley was the postmaster, and then Hugh Kennedy, he was the petty session clerk at the time of the courthouse, which was in Ardra. They called it the petty session clerk, he was, but he wore these plus fours and these long stockings and tweedy, they were into tweed anyhow, the family, tweedy jackets and tweedy hat, and he was a tough. But they used to go out to the forge, you see, to have a chat and a crack and that, and having a laugh at these thick country people coming in with the horses and the donkeys and all that. So they're in it anyhow this day, and a man from downstairs, now who was the first that lit the pipe? A man from down Strands, but it would be very insulting to not take a pull, you know, if somebody handed you the pipe.
You had to
put it in your mouth anyhow and take it, one or two pulls and pass it to somebody else. But the pipe went round anyhow. I don't know who was the first got the pipe. And the second, no, it was Byrne, it was the forge man that lit the pipe. He lit it first and handed it to the man that was in with the horse. And he took his smoke and he handed it to Hugh Kennedy. And of course he took out the big handkerchief and cleaned it all round and put it to his lips and that. He handed it back and he looked at the pipe like this. And he lifted a chisel or something and he put it down on the anvil and he cut the mouthpiece off.
Oh, jeez.
And then that is true.
Yeah, I believe it.
That is true.
Just chopped an inch or two off.
Now, that's only just a joke, but that's fact.
Well, I believe you. Yeah. Do you remember the women smoking pipes, though, clay pipes?
My aunt did. I never saw her now, but I heard. Now, she's an aunt. She had a big, big family, a very big family, and she used to tell us in later years that I suppose she used to be fed up sometimes, too. Mm-hmm. They didn't want to have all this big crowd of children at all, but the thing is that was it. And she used to, the husband, he smoked and he used to, so then she got a pipe of her own and she would have a smoke. He would be away in the bog and thing, but no, some started. But I never saw her now. I never saw any, there were no smokers around me. No. But then there was the cigarettes was the whole thing at the wake, and we did have fun. An uncle's wife died, and I was kind of doing things through the house, and these two old ladies that with two hats on them, kind of old spinsters, the two of them arrived, you know, at the wake, and they had two brothers at home that smoked. But they sat on, and there were different people. Now, the wake, it was in a shop, there was this wee shop, my uncle's shop beside it, sitting in there, the wee Joe's shop, and there was a shop attached to the place. But everyone went round putting round the cigarettes. They took the cigarette and they lit it in some kind of a way, put it in the pocket. They went away with two pocketfuls of cigarettes home to the brother.
They were wise.